Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the around the NFL a little bit. And we all know on this show, we have a lot of fun talking about Cincinnati because our producer, Drew Nixon, is a big Bengals fan. You guys may have heard that over the years. And we go back and forth quite a bit. That'll be something I'm sure will come up throughout the NFL season. Don't you worry. And they play each other in December. In fact, we just were talking off air yesterday with Cody as well. And like we're trying to figure out if we can make this road trip to Cincinnati a thing. The Chiefs play, is it December 13th?
I think it is.
It's like a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, it's a Sunday afternoon game. We want to drive there, and especially if it ends up being a massive game for both teams, and there's a good chance it is a big game for both teams. Anyway, Joe Burrow, we know after last season, kind of spoke and sounded like a guy that was kind of down and everything, just about where things were at. Then he seemed to be more optimistic, and then he spoke again yesterday just about the importance of the season. Let's just play that, and we can go from there. Drew is not happy with how people are reacting to this clip.
I'm trying to put it out into the world. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to show our guys the urgency that I have and that I want us to have as an organization to go and make it happen. You can keep pushing it down the road, or you can talk about it now and say this is the year. And you know, I'm tired of saying next year, next year, next year. This is it. Your life is too short to keep pushing things down the road, and I'm trying to instill some urgency and some intensity in everybody to go and be great every day and try to go make it happen.
Do you feel like it's got to be now or never?
That's how I'm treating it, for sure. That's how I'm treating it.
Does it feel like they are catching on?
I don't know if it's necessarily catching on or following or just feeling it themselves. I think, the veteran guys have all tried to do it in their own way. Dax and Jonathan have both spoken up in front of the team about it. And, I'm more so do it with my actions and individual conversations. But everybody feels it. Everybody, all the veterans that have come in and that have been here feel it and want to go and do it.
I think this sounds like a quarterback that recognizes that you can't just say, "Oh, we'll get them next year," kind of thing. At some point, you get a year older, the roster gets older, other quarterbacks eventually come into the league that are viewed as some of the top quarterbacks, and it's like, "Hey, this might be our quote unquote last chance with this group to get it done." I know they have Ja'Marr Chase, of course, locked up long term. Joe Burrow's on a contract extension as well. But that sounded like a quarterback that's like, "Look, 3 years in a row missing the playoffs, like it's got to happen this year, or I don't know when it's going to happen." That's what it sounds like. And you're like, yeah, urgency is a great thing to have. But if they don't make the playoffs or they don't get to, let's say, an AFC title game, Zach Taylor might be gone. They might blow some of this thing up in Cincinnati. That's how big of a year it is there.
Yeah. You actually had it. I'm surprised that you actually had this opinion. I'm very surprised because everybody has had he's saying if this isn't it, then I'm out and you need to trade me. And I don't think that's what he's saying.
Well, I think that's a possibility if it goes poorly, for sure.
Of course. But to me, that percentage is significantly smaller than Zach Taylor gets fired, GM gets fired. They figure things out. I think for those of you, and I'm sure many people on the text line and who are listening, including you guys probably, have not paid too much attention to what's going on or what's being said in Bengals training camp.
Oh, I'm so locked into Cincinnati, Drew.
I know they live rent free in a lot of people's heads. I actually might not be surprised if some people have listened to everything that he said, but this I think goes in parallel with the comments that he said about this group and this team reminding him about the LSU team. It goes parallel, I believe, with what's happened the last couple of years, to the standpoint of, I think Rich Eisen really summed it up well yesterday. He had talked about it and said, Bengals fans should feel happy. It should be excited about this, about those comments. Like, I am very excited. I think Rich is correct in this, that hearing that from Joe Burrow, he has talked about being more vocal as a leader. He has talked about trying to encourage and show a more of a sense of urgency from a leadership perspective, as he said, with his actions. Then you bring in Dexter Lawrence and you bring in Jonathan Allen, you bring in Brian Cook, you bring in Boye Mafe. Like, they have and they have put a ton of resources into the team, finally, where this is the year to go and do it. And I think from the concept of just like making it isn't good enough, like we've got a group that can go and win this, we should believe that now is the time to go and do this. And that's the urgency that he's talking about more than if we don't win, then I'm leaving. Because part of the reason,
I think both can be true though, man. Like
part of the reason, look, they've missed the playoffs the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
A main reason actually outside of 2024 was Joe Burrow is not playing. So mm-hmm. I think the concept of the idea of, well, if they make the playoffs and then they lose in the first round, then he's gone. I think that's a dumb argument, because the idea of why they've missed the playoffs is not the team hasn't built around him, is not that the team isn't good enough around him or the coach isn't good enough. It's that Joe Burrow has been hurt for two of the last 3 years.
I think all those things are part of it, though.
Significantly rattled their chances of making the playoffs.
That defense has been an absolute dumpster fire.
Which is why in 2024, when he played the full season and he didn't make it, that was a legitimate conversation that could be had. But people have been saying this ever since they missed it in 2023 that he should ask out. I think people from the jump have – people were saying when the draft order was figured out that he should pull a Eli and not go to Cincinnati. This has been a thing over the course of his whole career.
Yeah, because
people
Cincinnati is a terrible franchise.
But I understand.
That's
but
why.
But the concept of – but they're not anymore, from the concept that they finally spent money. They've invested a ton of resources that this is not on – there's no excuses this year.
I
they
agree
don't
with
do
that.
Well, then I think that Joe Burrow is partially to blame for it. I think that Zach Taylor is partially to blame for it. I don't think that you cannot blame Mike Brown at all for what happens this season, because they have a
roster.
No, but
you can blame him for ignoring it for 2 years. It's not like he just took over the front office this offseason.
Yeah, but as it pertains to this, but I think that Joe Burrow voicing his opinion has helped get them to this point where there is no... If they miss the playoffs and Joe Burrow asks out, Mike Brown is not to blame at all whatsoever.
Oh, I disagree.
I don't think at all whatsoever Mike Brown is to blame for what happens this season, because he has spent more money than he ever has before, has invested heavily in the areas that they were the weakest, and that's something the Bengals had never done before. If they don't make it this year, then it's nothing to do with the organization from a front office or from a ownership perspective, as much as it is the actual team and players themselves.
Yeah, it's a couple things. First off, this will surprise you, and we'll do our official divisional predictions and future stuff next week. Actually, we'll start those up. Looking forward to that. I actually think Cincinnati's going to win that division this year. Shocking, I know. But I actually think they're going to win it. So let me start with that. However, I could not disagree more on the idea that if they don't win the division and they aren't a wild card team, that it has nothing to do with their front office.
Has nothing to do with Mike Brown.
They have done everything they needed to do. You're the GM of the GM of a team that missed the playoffs for four straight years in this hypothetical. It absolutely has to do with you, along with Joe Burrow the prior years not being healthy, along with Zach Taylor underachieving. Mike Brown should be fired. Zach Taylor should be fired. You need to then worry about keeping Joe Burrow happy. All that can all be true while acknowledging that I do think they're a better football team this year. I'll be fascinated to see how Cincinnati screws it up, but I am predicting them probably to win the AFC North. That defense should be better, but I also think they have historically found ways to screw it up because they're the Bengals. But Joe Burrow has to stay healthy. I don't disagree with you on that at all, but if they miss the playoffs, it does still, as much as you want to hear it as a Cincinnati Bengals fan that he has urgency, sure, but at some point in time, if he feels like it's not happening there in Cincinnati, it would not be unheard of at all for Joe Burrow to not end up being there long term, Drew.
And I think what you said about, well, eventually, if it's not going to happen, will it ever? Why is this conversation never had about Josh Allen?
He hasn't missed the playoffs for three straight years last time I checked.
But to me, it's not about missing the playoffs.
Oh,
though.
That's the start of it. You got to make the playoffs to have a shot at going to Super Bowl.
I understand,
right?
But if you're Josh Allen and this whole time everybody's talked about, well, the Bills haven't done enough to help him. Look how Josh Allen's carrying the team. Why is nobody saying that Josh Allen should have been asking out by now to join a team that had a better roster than what the Bills have put together? Nobody is having that conversation. Nobody is having the conversation about Lamar Jackson either, where Lamar, again, some of it is his play in the postseason, but there is nobody who is talking about Josh Allen has done literally everything you could do to win a game and the team hasn't come through for him. That a lot of the conversation is kind of
because he doesn't
Joe
sound depressed during press conferences and down and mopey all the freaking time the way Joe Burrow does.
But yeah. I think that's less related to I think it's him individually going through a lot of things where, again, if you've listened to what he said, I think that Over the course of this training camp, he has sounded more energetic and more fired up about this season, maybe than he ever has before, because they have an all-pro in Dexter Lawrence, a guy that in DJ Turner that was as good as, statistically, some of the best corners in all of football. They bring in Brian Cook, who's a great leader. Jonathan Allen, a ton of experience. Boye Mafe was great last year.
No, again, I think they should be much better. I think they might win the division this year,
Drew. They are built in a position where this is a team that can go and win the whole thing and is the best team that he's ever had. So that's why he's saying what he's saying. To me, it's not a...
But Josh Allen's coach did get fired, though, right? Yeah. You know, you're acting like they haven't done anything to try to correct the problem. Like, they did fire their coach. They're saying it's not good enough.
Yeah, but I don't think that it's not... It's more organizationally. The same that we're talking about for the Cincinnati Bengals, a lot of it... Joe Burrow, I think, really likes Zach Taylor. Jamar Chase likes Zach Taylor. That's why he's still the coach there. Well, regardless of what you think on the quarterback likes the coach, he's going to be there. I think that that's... In large part, also, Zach Taylor deserves some credit for how good the offense has looked over the last, ever since Joe Burrow has been a quarterback.
That's always the tough conversation, right? Like, Zach Taylor, I'm not saying he's an idiot. He clearly isn't, but he's got Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow. I would think a lot of OCs can work with that, or play callers can work with that, I should say. And I know he doesn't always call the plays. He's had other guys come in, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's other guys who have gotten jobs because the offense has been so good, quite honestly. But I think that from the standpoint of the organization not doing enough, I think the same conversation in a way could be had about Josh Allen. It just so happens they've been in an easier division. They have had a better defense or whatever the case is.
I think the Bills have had straight up better rosters.
But I think that if we're having the then why is it not being said about Josh Allen, though, where if they have better rosters and they're still not getting it done, that Josh Allen shouldn't just be like, yo, because we need to do something different.
In my view, it puts more of the responsibility on Josh Allen. Like, you have a better roster and you still can't get it done.
So you would be more critical of Josh Allen in this instance.
Absolutely.
Where you're more along the lines of me
critical.
Thinking of that.
I have always been more critical of Josh Allen in these situations. That he's had better teams. He's had much better offensive lines, certainly, than Joe Burrow has ever experienced during his time in Cincinnati. And Joe Burrow still got to a Super Bowl. Did he win it? No, but he got there.
And he beat Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Has Josh Allen done it?
Title after.
Yeah, I guess this goes back, and we actually got to get to a break in a second, but this goes back to just like the disagreement we always have when we get into the quarterback conversation about Allen, Lamar, and Burrow, which is I don't penalize Josh Allen, though, for losing in AFC title games more than I do Joe Burrow for missing the playoffs for three straight years. And that's, again, we're kind of ending that conversation again.
But isn't that why?
Well, that'd be why I'd be pissed off if I'm Joe Burrow. My team's not making the playoffs. Josh Allen, we don't always think it's everybody else's fault. In Buffalo, we've acknowledged that Josh Allen needs to play better. Joe Burrow needs to stay healthy. I'm with you, but it is not just because Joe Burrow has been unhealthy that the Bengals have missed the playoffs for three straight years.
In 23 and 25, it was.
But not all 3 years. What about the other year?
I know, but in 2024 it was not. But I think the conversation of, well, Joe has never made it because the other team. And I'm surprised that I'm the one who's saying this. Joe Burrow's injuries are the main reason they missed in 2023 and the main reason they missed in 2025. So to think that he's urgent because the team isn't good enough built around him when he's been
hurt. Why else would he be more urgent this year? Because he hasn't made the damn playoffs. It hasn't happened for him.
I understand that.
Why else would he be more? Of course that's why he's more urgent.
I understand that, but the idea and the conversation and the narrative around the Bengals being, well, they haven't done enough, so Joe Burrow's going to ask out if they don't make it. Two of the 3 years they missed it, he's been hurt. That's the reason why they haven't made it. So I think the conversation of, well, the Bengals haven't done enough is actually irrelevant in this conversation because...
But he just gets hurt because he's just standing there. He's not getting hurt because his O-line sucks. You know what I mean? Like, he's just getting hurt because he just stood there and broke something. Like,
to be honest with you, the throw was a freak injury. His offensive line protected perfectly on the play, and he had a freak injury.
He's had more than one injury.
I understand. Turf toe happened because, you know, he was trying to plant his foot and go forward and make a play. Brock Purdy had the exact same injury, and nobody's talking about Brock Purdy... And the offensive line didn't block for him. They had the exact same
injury, but nobody tries to compare.
Joe Burrow's was worse.
In fairness to the Brock Purdy thing, nobody's ever tried to make the argument that Brock Purdy's a top five or six quarterback in football. We talk about Burrow and Lamar and Mahomes and Allen differently because we all put them in a pretty special group.
If they make the playoffs and lose and don't make it to a Super Bowl and Joe Burrow decides that he's out, I would be extremely surprised. I think that would be unfair because of what the organization has done, given that two of the 3 years they missed the playoffs, Joe Burrow wasn't healthy. And quite honestly, the injury stuff, I don't think you can blame the offensive line for the fact that he had a turf toe issue last year or the fact that his wrist decided to crap out on him.
Yeah, I just don't see it. That's just not something that happens with court. I don't buy it that he's going to go anywhere, that he'll ask out, because that's just not something quarterbacks do.
People don't want Joe Burrow on the Bengals is what it is.
A couple things. Anyway, we're waiting for. I can't let that go without at least responding to it. We got to get to a break. I said that before, like 2 minutes ago. But I would say, for one, what do you mean quarterbacks don't leave? Quarterbacks absolutely do leave. Aaron Rodgers left. Russell Wilson.
They leave via free agency.
Aaron Rodgers left because they drafted his replacement.
Very rarely do you see a top five quarterback get traded away.
I'm not making a direct comp. I disagree with the notion, though, that like we just don't ever see quarterbacks move. We absolutely have here over the last 5 years. First of all. And then the other part, though, just with like Joe Burrow, again, I think they're actually going to be good this year. So this whole conversation about is probably... It's not going to, the scenario probably is not going to happen. I actually think Cincinnati will be very good this year. I think Burrow will finally get back to the postseason for the first time in 4 years by the time they get in.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.